to Regenerative Mindset. In this podcast, we'll explore fresh ideas and inspiring stories from trusted voices who share practical wisdom on bringing positive change to our lives, our society, and our world. I'm your host, Stacey Pollice. As a psychologist, regenerative farmer, and climate activist, I've developed a deep curiosity for thriving ecosystems. Whether it's on my avocado ranch in Southern California or in the ways we engage with each other. Join me as I chat with brilliant guests who challenge our thinking and expand our understanding of how we can live more sustainably, healthfully, and regeneratively, to give back more than we take. Together, we'll see how personal healing can create a ripple effect that reaches our communities and even the earth beneath our feet. So let's get curious together. Today, I speak to Linda Kropp and Alex Katz of the Environmental Defense Center. I spoke to them a couple months ago where we learned about their history and their purpose in the Central Coast, protecting the coastline. But today in particular, we're doing a quick update and call to action regarding the Sable pipeline starting back up. There was a massive leak, 140,000 gallons of crude oil leaked down the coastline just 10 years ago. And the future holds even more if they restart this without proper review. So listen in while we hear from Alex and Linda about how we, the citizens of Santa Barbara County, can show up and make a difference. Good morning, Linda and Alex. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Stacey. Thank you for having us.
This is very important. So we want to get right to it. You are the Environmental Defense Center. And what I want to talk about today is the Sable pipeline restart and where we're at, just so that we all know the current moment. I just want to keep us all current because you need community support for this, right? So if you would you do just a brief recap of where we're at and then let us know what's coming up next right away.
So a few weeks ago, we had 8 state agencies in Santa Barbara at a town hall to talk about all the different approvals that Sable needs before they can restart the pipeline, which then will allow them to restart 3 platforms off the California coast that have been shut in since the 2015 Fusio pipeline oil spill. So most immediately, the California Coastal Commission has a hearing scheduled this Thursday in Santa Barbara to address the fact that Sable, for the last 6 months or so, has been conducting work without permits that are required under state law. So the Coastal Commission has issued several notices, 2 cease and desist orders, and believe it or not, Sable's been violating them and continuing the work. This is really unprecedented. And so on Thursday, the California Coastal Commission will consider fines against Sable, as well as a permanent cease and desist order and a restoration order, because coastal streams and wetlands and important habitat for threatened and endangered species like steelhead and the red-legged frog have been impacted. So it's a really important hearing, both to hold Sable accountable, but also to send a message to other oil companies and businesses that do work in California that you do have to follow the law. And if you don't, there will be consequences.
What time and where is that meeting?
The hearing will be at the Hilton Hotel on Cabrillo Boulevard in Santa Barbara. The hearing starts at 9. We're suggesting people get there early because it's a limited capacity room and there's going to be a lot of people there, including a lot of people that Sable is going to bring.
Okay, so 9 o'clock, we want to be there. Is there public comment? Is there any role to play? Or are you really looking for bodies of support?
The main thing we're looking for is people to show up in support. And we will have you know, shirts and buttons and stickers. The color of the day is red. Wear red or we'll have shirts if you don't. Our motto is don't enable Sable. So mostly we want people to show up and be really clear that they are supporting the Coastal Commission on this matter. You know, this is getting a lot of statewide attention, and it's absolutely imperative that Sable stop this illegal work and that they be fined appropriately. We need to deter, you know, future noncompliance, and we need to make sure that, you know, we send a message. We need to send a message to Sacramento.
It's really important for people to show up to this hearing, to show the Coastal Commission, to show the commissioners, and to show the governor and everybody else that this community is very focused on this issue. We don't want another oil spill. We don't want to restart offshore drilling on the Gaviota Coast. This is a critical issue for us here on the Central Coast. And this is a very important hearing because right now, this is the only public hearing that is scheduled on any part of this project. There have been no public hearings at the state level where people can come out and make public comment and we can submit expert testimony. All of those things that are supposed to happen with big projects like this, that hasn't been happening. So right now, this is our one opportunity to come out and speak on the record in front of a state agency about this project. So critical for people to be there and to show up and to show support.
So, for example, the state fire marshal typically would have held a review for safety and review in December and instead just quietly approved and passed that along, correct?
Yes, we requested a hearing before the state fire marshal and they specifically denied our request. They haven't done environmental review. They haven't taken any public input. We've sent them two reports from our expert explaining why this pipeline is not safe. We haven't heard anything back.
And it looks to me like there is another moment where the state fire marshal has to release the okay. That's one of the final decision makers also. That still remains, but we have no reason to believe the state fire marshal will be concerned about starting a pipeline that leaked all the way down the coast.
Well, the fire marshal still does have to approve the actual restart of the pipeline, but they're not going to do a public process for that either. So, you know, our concern is they granted this waiver. They've said it's okay to operate this pipeline, even though it doesn't have the corrosion prevention technology that was required when it was originally permitted. And again, they're just not taking public input or responding to the public at all.
Okay. So the urgent moment is Thursday, April 10th. Show up at 8 o'clock if you can. Is that early enough?
Yes. 8 a.m. is a good time to get there and make sure that we can get into the room.
And I have my t-shirt and my rain-soaked signs from the press conference day that was so exciting in the town hall day. So I'll bring those. So great. And I'm seeing Santa Barbara is starting to really take to the streets and peacefully protest things that are not working for us. So I'm really hopeful that we're all activated at this point. So we really need folks to show up. Further, I guess what I'm curious about is if the Coastal Commission truly has the teeth that it normally has had. And I understand it is under attack from the highest office. And that's just something to know about. And anything we need to do about that, that you can tell us since we have you?
Well, I would say that's one reason why this is so important for people to turn out and show support for what the commission is doing.
Because they are at risk right now.
They're clearly under attack politically from all sides. So very important for people to turn out. And I want to make one more quick point here. These actions are holding Sable accountable for the work that they did on the pipeline up to this point. And it's not just us saying this is unprecedented. The Coastal Commission said in the town hall that they've never had, in the entire history of the agency, they've never had a company blatantly ignore a cease and desist order before. They also said that a lot of the work that Sable was doing was disrupting and destroying sensitive habitats, coastal streams, and so on. So it's really important that we don't let a company get away with this kind of behavior, that the commission is going to hold them accountable for this. A $15 million fine is a lot of money. That's the fine that they're considering on Thursday. However, this is about what Sable has already done. We also want to be really clear when people are showing up and speaking that we also ask the commission to require a coastal development permit for the restart of the pipeline. We're supporting the commission to hold Sable accountable for what they've already done. But looking forward, it's really important that the commission also require a coastal development permit for the overall restart of the pipeline. You know, that would include a public process. Hopefully that would include a full environmental review. Those are the types of things that should be happening for a project that is this big, that has this much potential for another disaster in California.
You know, I just want to point out that what I'm seeing a lot of is a lot of emergency words that precede things that mean we don't have to do normal steps. And I'm aware that Governor Newsom did an executive order bypassing some environmental laws for the rebuild in LA from the fire. And I'm just wondering, those kind of executive emergencies, you know, seems like that's more common right now. Are we concerned about that?
Turning this equipment back on is not an emergency. We've gotten along fine without it for the last 10 years. Our expert that has looked at this says that even if we turn these platforms back on and turn this pipeline back on, it has no effect on gas prices. It does add a massive amount of carbon to the atmosphere, about 2.5 million tons per year, according to the expert report that we submitted. But this isn't an emergency. Turning this equipment back on is not an emergency. It could create an emergency if it breaks and causes another spill, which would be extremely costly to California taxpayers.
So in closing, I want to ask, and maybe Linda, you can comment on this, what is at stake here? Because I know there's very good folks that are like, well, it's better we get local oil than have to get it from overseas. That's better for the environment. I heard that argument. And there's other arguments. Oh, it's going to bring in tax money. Okay, I hear that. And what is at stake with this pipeline as it is?
There's so much at stake. First of all, what we're most concerned about is another major oil spill. And this is not speculative or hypothetical. We had a major oil spill from this very pipeline in 2015, and it spilled oil all the way down to Orange County, 150 miles away. It impacted state parks and fishing and recreation and tourism and wildlife. So we know what can happen, and the county of Santa Barbara prepared a report to look at what might happen if this pipeline is restarted, you know, with this history of corrosion, and found that, in fact, another spill is likely to happen again. And in fact, maybe a rupture every 4 years, including a spill twice the size of what happened in 2015. So we are very concerned about another oil spill on the California coast. We're also concerned about restarting fossil fuel production. You know, California has targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and convert us off of fossil fuels. And this project would take us in the opposite direction. When this project was in operation 10 years ago, it was by far the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the county. And if it comes back online, it will double those emissions, which affects not just the county, it affects the state, the country. So there are huge consequences. And in terms of, you know, the impact or the benefit of this oil, as Alex said, we've been fine without it for 10 years. We have an expert from UC Santa Barbara that said that restarting this project would have no impact on imports of foreign oil. So that's just a myth. It's not that much oil in the scheme of things, although the consequences would be great. But it's also very carbon intensive oil. It's not benign, clean oil. So there are so many concerns that we have if this project comes back online.
And I just think about the beautiful coastline, the ocean habitat. I mean, aside from endangered red-legged frogs, it's like all of the wildlife. I'm going to reiterate the Galapagos of the Northern Hemisphere that Roosevelt deemed this area because of the diversity, the beauty, and it's very rare in the world. So we have a special place here that everyone can enjoy. and keeping it beautiful and keeping it safe is really a big deal for Santa Barbara. What would tourism look like, or what would real estate values look like? Or let's just look at all the things that affect people who are here that have an opinion about it.
Yeah, I was on the beach that first day and it was horrifying. There was just this thick, thick viscous oil just, you know, going in the ocean and coming up with every wave, just killing everything in its wake. And in fact, one of our other attorneys was actually camping at Refugio State Beach Park that day and got evacuated. So they evacuated them to another state park down the coast. Then they got evacuated from there. So we also have, you know, firsthand experience of what happened that day.
Well, all right. So to keep this brief, it's this Thursday, April 10th, 8 o'clock at the Hilton on Cabrillo Boulevard. Show up. And it sounds like we're not speaking.
People will definitely be able to speak. So if they want to say something, definitely, you know, they should sign up to speak. It's best to go on the Coastal Commission website and sign up the day before. But if people show up and haven't done that, they can sign up that morning as well. But it's good to sign up the day before. But if you're not comfortable speaking in public, being there, your presence means so much.
Bring a sign if you can. Well, really, so there's a lot of layers to this, even just supporting the California Coastal Commission, which is a big, big deal. Alex, any closing thoughts? I know there's a longer term picture here.
Yeah, I think the bigger picture is, despite everything that's happening at the federal level right now, California can and should still be leading on transitioning away from fossil fuels, really leading on changing to a renewable and clean energy economy. This is a great opportunity for us to do that.
Well, you guys are the David of David and Goliath, and so we're going to keep our eyes on you and support you as well. So thank you, and I'll see you on Thursday in red. Thank you for tuning in. If today's conversation inspired you, you can help us reach more people by sharing this episode with friends or leave a review. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. For additional resources, you can visit my website and stay connected with me on social media. A big thanks to the amazing team that makes this podcast possible, including Phil Svitek, Brianna Phipps, Leah Pellegrini, Melissa Walbridge, and Courtney Hamilton. When we all work together, we can create a world where positive change is not just possible, but inevitable.